Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motto at Midnight with your host, Motto Sasquatch. Motto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offers sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Motto in sacred ceremony. And now, Motto at Midnight.
Well, that's how the show starts. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please excuse the ragged quality of my voice this evening. I am fighting the cold, which happens here in my large city, the Midwest. As spring had apparently emerged, and I put my winter wardrobe away, and then spring unemerged. Not all the way, but it's still kind of cold and kind of rainy. And my sort of grandma's old wives' tale ankle began acting up again, as it does always when it rains. My ankle always acts up when it rains. And you gotta stay out of the rain so you don't get a cold. You can't leave work and walk half an hour to the bus stop in the rain. You're going to get a bad cold. Well, yeah, I got a bad cold. I don't know if those two things are related. My scientific training tells me that they're not, but all my relations, all my female relations anyway, going back generations and generations, would tell me that that is a deadlock. I venture out into the cold and the damp. You're going to get the cold from the damp. And I did. So here I am. I'll try and make it through. It's not that bad. I can make it through. I really should have brought some juice back here with me, but I didn't. So we'll just do the best we can here. That's all we can do. So before we get into the show in earnest, I would like to send a shout out to my cousin JR, a shout and also an apology. I don't know whether he has gotten the message from me yet or not. And what had happened, and I'm going to leave out all the gory details because it will make the story much too long. Over the next two weekends, there are some events going on. My cousin JR had an event happening this Saturday, tomorrow, which is today now. And then next week, my brother has an event, and I was going to go to both. And JR was going to come with me to my brother's event next week. As it turns out, he was not able to go to the one next week. So I, you know, not wanting to go alone, there was another, it's a show that my brother's in, and it's in two weekends, this weekend and next weekend. My daughter is going tomorrow. Didn't want to go by myself. So I switched my ticket from next week to this weekend, which then kind of conflicted with the event that JR was having. But as I was talking to him about it, you know, he said, because we were deciding which day we were going to go to the show, and I said, well, you know, my daughter's going on the 25th, and JR said, I can't go that day because I have this thing I have to do. I said, well, you know, tell me about this thing you're doing. And he said, well, it's... so again, I don't want to share all the details because we'll talk all day about it. But he said, well, it's probably not, you know, probably not something you would be interested in. I said, no, I'd like to go. And he said, well, listen, you know, because it's technical, you know, all this and that. And I said, we'll go back and forth like two or three times. I mean, it's like, almost as if he's trying to talk me out of going. So I kind of left it at that and just didn't say anything more about it. I had, as turns out, he had gotten me a ticket. Because originally that was the thing I said, we'll go ahead and get me a ticket before we had this conversation. And I guess I had sort of not, I don't know, how do you want to say it? I had not not considered that perhaps. I'd never actually called off that instruction, you know, get me the ticket. I didn't understand. Okay, don't get me a ticket. But I just figured it was, I don't know, whatever. So he got the ticket. And he just sent me an IM about it today. I said, well, you got to go, you know, it's still coming out. Shit. Well, so I've got to go with this. Okay, I've got a message from JR now. It says, hey, that's okay. I'm glad you got to see the show with my daughter. My daughter's name's Brenda. Just tuned in and was disappointed you were not broadcasting. I am broadcasting. I hope that doesn't mean that I'm not being heard out there. Hold on. Let me look. Blog Talk Radio. It says I'm on the air. Let me write back real quick. This is actually bad to do because I don't multitask very well. I also have the chat rooms up. Chat rooms, I guess there's only one chat room, but I just typed I should be on. I think I am on. Looks like I'm on. Certainly looks like I'm on. Jody Sandoval shared a link. And it says, okay, so I check on my Facebook to see if anybody else is trying to talk to me. Anybody who's listening to this show for the first time, boy, this is just real, just like a sell, slick as hell, isn't it? Here, wait a minute. Get this on here. Wait, I'm going to.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure yes. They will say so.
I am a crazy person. Okay. Another Facebook. I've never had this much activity. What's that? That's JR calling me back. Let's see if he says, it's Iggy. Well, interesting. Okay, well, I'm not going to try and work all that out during the, if anybody else is out there who happens to have my Facebook name and number up or wants to go, can get in here and get on the, I don't even know how to tell you how to get onto the, chat room. I think you have to be on the page that's presenting my show. I rarely listen to Blog Talk through the website. So I'm, and they keep updating and approving it. So I'm not well versed on what, how that works. Oh, he's typing. He's typing. He may have worked it out. I was typing. No, he's still typing. Welcome to the most boring show I have ever done. I'll tell you what. While he's typing, let me get out. Welcome to Right Places. Okay, check. Close it down. Start it again. And now it's used, so I missed 7 minutes. Well, that's fine because you can always go back in the archive and pick it up later. Walk in Dry Places. Just the quick version for those of you who haven't heard the show before. It's a book that was presented to me on the occasion of my first anniversary of sobriety by some friends of mine. And it's a prayer and devotional book about staying sober. And the idea of walking dry places means, you know, one of the things you just don't, one of the things you do is you just don't go places that are dangerous. April 25th, the topic is fixing needs. It's about inventory, which is eighth step. Am I remembering that right? Or is the fourth step? Fourth step is the inventory. The eighth step is when you go back and clear things up with everybody. Inventory, AA pioneers once thought of their work as fixing drunks. That was dropped in AA, but getting a fix survives in drug culture. Oh, I didn't know that was the source of that. The truth is we can't fix anybody, nor can we fix any problem with a destructive mood-altering drug. What we're really seeking, what every compulsive person really seeks, is to fix the conflicting needs that tear us apart at the seams. We can fix many of those needs over time if we practice 12-step principles. That searching and fearless moral inventory, humbling though it may be, will expose the fierce drives that are consuming us. Sharing the truth about ourselves with others helps us understand both what is right and what is wrong in our lives. The power to change ourselves when we desire it comes from a higher power, God as we understand God. Somebody has summed this process up this way. Need a fix? fix the need. We can use that idea to fix our needs today by following the 12-step program. At times, we may not even be completely aware of our real needs. This, too, will be revealed to us as we continue in the program. I'll start my day by affirming that there's no need that can cause me to do anything destructive. As my problem arises, I learn how to fix my needs in healthy ways. Okay, so there's that. Might be probably the most program-heavy reading I've done that I've encountered. By program-heavy, I mean it's very AA, as opposed to some of the readings just aren't quite so AA. This all talks about lots of AA buzzwords like the searching and thorough moral inventory and all that. Well, what they're talking about is that something when you start working with your sponsor, you list the things that are kind of right with you and you list the things that are wrong with you. Wrong being the things that are sort of that are, I don't know if triggers is the right word. Triggers is kind of a different thing. It's the idea is to be honest, because part and parcel of the addiction is not being honest, hiding things from yourself and from others. So the idea is to do this searching and fearless moral inventory, and then share it with at least one other human being, usually your sponsor. This is why it's that the selection of a sponsor is very important. It has to be somebody you trust, and someone that at least for me, someone that would share my experience in some ways, someone I could. Someone I knew that in some of the points would understand what I was talking about. Maybe not sympathize so much or even empathize, but at least understand. I've had that perhaps not that exact experience, although I had that at one of the early meetings I went to, which was really quite illuminating. Is I sort of very timidly offered an experience that I had in a meeting, or in real life, I guess, in addiction. And after the meeting, someone came up to me and told me they had exactly, precisely that same experience. Something had happened that had led them into acting out. And I felt, you know, I'm not alone. And that was so incredibly helpful in moving forward. As we say in AA, one of the things we say is, I'm terminally unique, just like everybody else. In other words, I have problems that no one else can possibly understand, and that's why I seek relief in the bottle or in the needle or wherever it is that I find it, because, hey, nobody else would understand me, right? Well, that's one of the nuts you have to crack. Let's try and get to the bottom of this thing. Anyway, so that was a good reading. Thank you, Walking to the Right Places. And by the way, I don't know if people have been noticing, the past few weeks, there have been topics attached to the title of the show. It's one of the new things that Blog Talk has done, has given us it's forced us actually to reformat, not reformat, but to recreate the show each week. We can't just tell the computer we're going to be there every week at the same time. We tell each week what we're going to do. So I've been adding, and mostly it's just a goof. I've just been saying things. And this week, Chief Iggy put the show up for me, and he said it's not even up here anymore. I had it up here so I could see exactly what it said. Nope, it's gone. So I don't even know what the topic is. So never mind. That conversation, we can just forget that happened. I know next week's, I've already put up next week's show, which may have caused some confusion. That may be what JR did. He may have clicked on the link that I put out there for next week's show, and that's what messed him up. Because I guess that's, in retrospect, probably dumb for me to put the link for next week's show out before I've done this week's show. But I want to make sure that I put it out and not Chief Iggy, because he would give me a different topic than I wanted to do. Next week, this isn't even really a topic, but next week is the fourth anniversary show, 4 years of Mubto at Midnight, and they said it wouldn't last, but it did. At some point over the last 2 months, I would have had my 200th episode. Unfortunately, I don't know if this is really unfortunate, but I don't I haven't been tracking that, you know, what episode number this is. I lost track at about 5 or 6. And last year, after the 3rd anniversary show, I had started this project to go through the old shows one by one and count them by number and put a link up on my website to each one. And I got into the mid-50s, and it just sort of faded away. So I never did really get to where I could pronounce 200th episode. But I know the show started very close to the end of April. And I don't think at this point, I was going to call this the 4th anniversary show, but I don't think the 25th is quite close enough to the end of April. Just do it May. What the heck? So the May 1st/2nd show is going to be the 4th anniversary show because I said so. So we'll have a slew of guests, not... I will just probably do the same thing that I usually do, just sit here and talk. And on that note, let's check out the Shaman Tarot, shall we? Again, thanks to, well, I still haven't asked whether I have permission. I pulled a card for somebody else last week, and I don't know if I have permission to share that person's identity on the air, so I'm not going to till I know. Here's another Facebook. Lots of Facebook activity tonight. You'll be happy to know that Suzanne Bayless Garcia shared the Black Cyclone, the Charles Wallace Stories post. Looks like the Black Cyclone is a boxer. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. So we're going to move that on back to Blog Talk Radio. And by this way, this is Blog Talk Radio, if you haven't noticed. This is also the With Insights radio.com channel of Blog Talk Radio, and there are other shows on this channel besides Mud Till at Midnight, if you can believe that. Chief Iggy has sort of the anchor show on Mondays at 6. Then there's a lunchtime show. I believe it may have moved to Wednesdays. They do these things sometimes, they don't tell me. There's a couple of Thursday night programs. There's some rotating Wednesday evening programs. There's like a once a month format, and then there's a spirit reading, a crystal ball show on Sundays at 6 p.m. That's our first foray into Sunday programming. So you want to get on? You can go to the withinsights.com website. And then we'll describe all of the various programs for you much better than I just did. Also, you will find there's a tip jar there. I don't know if they call it a tip jar, but this is listener supported radio. It does cost money to rent time and space on Blog Talk. So anything you can throw Chief Iggy's way. Certainly very much appreciated. Okay, now back to Shaman Tarot. And you remember the difficulty we had last week was that there's some graphics on these cards that indicate what suits and the identity of the card as a knave, queen, king, or they had another one that's not quite familiar, knight, I think. The graphic doesn't appear in the instruction manual, so I have to sort of try and figure out what I'm supposed to be looking at. So, I'm hesitant to pull a card for somebody who doesn't know I'm pulling a card for them, but I'm going to do it anyway. This card is for, who should I pull it for? I don't know. I'm kind of tired of pulling it for me. I want to pull one for me next week on the 4th anniversary show for the future of the show and of my shamanic practice in general. But I want to save that for next week. What else? Heck, I've only got 10 minutes left. I got to think of somebody. You know what? I'm going to go to Facebook and I'm going to find somebody to pull this card for. Let's see. Is this person? No. I could pull it for the Black Cyclone, the Charles Fuller Stories photo. The first black professional football players I'm seeing, well, he's probably gone by now, so he doesn't need a card. There's some babies and some caricatures of people. There's Chief Viggy, family court corruption, FBI, and no-show. There's Don Thompson, who's the host of one of our other shows. I'm just scrolling through Facebook here, looking, waiting for something to jump off of the page at me. Here's my brother. He had his show tonight. Lots of nice feedback on Facebook about that. A guy I was in. He's on the show once. At my high school reunion show. This gentleman is he got his AARP card. He's talking about that. I need to get back to where I'm writing more on Facebook. It's okay. Thank you. JR got your message. If it wasn't, then, okay. JR is the guy I pulled the card for last week. And he's just given me permission to say that. And he said I can pull one for him again if I'd like. Just so that this doesn't just degenerate into total boredom, I will go ahead and pull a second card for the first one of tonight for JR. And let's make it about his what we did last week was we kind of took the walk in dry places as a cue that was talking about it led us somehow into business opportunities or the future. So about the future, that's what it was. So what we're talking about this week, we're talking about the searching and fearless moral inventory. I don't know that JR really needs to do that, maybe being honest with oneself, perhaps. Could that be the topic, maybe? Would that work? We'll pull the card and then we'll see where that leads us. Okay, I get it right here. I have shuffled the deck, I have cut the cards, and I'm taking one off the top. And it looks like we have it's a three of something. Where's my instruction book? What is that thing? Drums, that's a drum. Yeah, this is a three of drums. So where are we here? Drums, that's emblematic of the dance. Three is rhythm. Evolution of a situation that has been stalling opportunities, deadlines. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know that JR has a lot of deadlines. So maybe it doesn't really say what's telling us about the deadlines, though, does it? That was kind of vague. That's kind of like a four-scope almost. Drums of dance, three, rhythm. Evolution of a situation that has been stalling. Opportunities, deadlines. Is that indicating a change, perhaps? A change in that thing that's been stalled, that's going to evolve. And JR says, yes, I do. So maybe, was that when I asked the searching moral inventory question, or was that something else? Unfortunately, we're not able to do this exchange in real time. Let me tell you about the graphics on these cards, because I really love them. This first of all, this Shaman Tarot deck was given to me by Chief Iggy, because he's trying to encourage me to do readings. I really don't want to, but because I don't trust the quality of my readings, and I don't want to steer people the wrong way. But whenever I've talked to people, one time a person called the show and I talked to her for almost the length of the show. It really wasn't a reading so much as she said she didn't understand men. And I told her that I didn't really either, but I try and help her out any way I could. And just to talk to her a little bit about your relationships from my point of view, and she seemed to get something out of it, seemed pleased. So. But anyway, here's this card, and I enjoy this. Again, it's sort of a comic book kind of imagery it's blended time. There'll be a human figure that has some sort of shamanic connection, and perhaps surrounded by some nature signs, but then the background will be modern, and that's the clear. Okay, here we've got a lady playing the drum, and she's sitting on a rock, and she's surrounded by three crabs who are on the beach, and then there's water, and then across the water there is a modern city. And so this is about, and so this card is about evolution and a situation that has been stuck is going to change. So I guess that's what we got there with the Three of Drums. And, okay, trying to pull something more out of that. Figured I got one more, but now I don't think so. We got another one here. He has deadlines. Yeah, JR says he does have deadlines. So I know JR edits, I guess, is that the right word? He edits a magazine. And yes, it's all about deadlines. He is able to work on that from home, which is kind of nice. So he gets to have his kitty cat running all over his computer all the time while he's trying to get this magazine edited. Okay, now I've got, there's a situation I have been really hoping would change lately. Ah, I see. Well, you tell them about the Three of Drums then, because now they have to change, because I drew the Three of Drums for you. He's typing some more. What is that? I think it's a picture. Okay. JR's avatar is a picture of Benjamin Franklin, and he's playing Benjamin Franklin in 1776 right now. Probably that I would have liked to have played when we did it here years ago, but I didn't get to. I was Colonel McKean, and I got to do a Scottish brogue. And I did the historical research on this guy, and there was no indication that he ever actually lived in Scotland. He just had a Scottish name. But he says it's a very personal situation, so we won't go any further with it over the radio here. But JR, we need to get together. I mean, we've missed connections on this show. Hopefully, I'd asked him about Jaws. I don't know if you'd had a chance to check into that at all, but we have here in my very large city in the Midwest, there's a summer movie series at a big old movie house downtown across the street from the State House, and they're showing Jaws, which is JR's very favorite movie in the world, and he says he will come to see that, so great, at the very least, I will see him then, and perhaps we can find some time to sit down and catch up, because I have not, JR, I have not seen you since Christmas, and that's just unacceptable. We had to figure out a way to get together more often. Actually, New Year's. It was New Year's, and I was at JR's house for New Year's, and I had just, that day, I had just broken my tooth, and I was in agony, and I just could not properly participate in this party at all. I know he had lots of people over there who were you know, friends of his in other connections, and I couldn't interface with them at all. You know, I wanted to, but I could barely open my mouth, let alone, you know, try and, you know, be civil and talk to people. And I'm just taking mouthfuls of Tylenol and ibuprofen, trying to kill that pain. And eventually I did get in. Well, I just ended up having to have a root canal to take care of that. So that's the end of that story. But our last time out, not so pleasant, certainly not JR's fault for that. But here coming up in June, Mr. JR, you're going to come down to Columbus, and we're going to see Jaws, just like in the old days. That's when we saw Jaws together when we were kids. Back in 1975, we saw Jaws together, and we're going to do that again 40 years later. 40 years later, my cousin, we're going to see that movie again. How about that? Time passes. Okay, I am more, we can probably do that. He says maybe I'll spend the night. I have an apartment now. I probably have to get another air mattress, but I'm sure we can arrange that. Okay, we're in the final seconds. So this is Mud Toe at Midnight, and it's been a fun show, and it's just gone by way too fast, as they usually do. And JR and Iggy both want me to go to a longer show. I guess I'm going to have to start thinking about that more seriously. Thank you for tuning in. Please tune in next week for our fourth anniversary of program. And once again, thanks for listening, and have a pleasant good evening.